We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to get green. Doug Oster is here. All natural, no pesticides, no artificial ingredients. The Organic Gardener is on KDKA Radio.
I'm sure the Organic Gardener is enjoying Croatia. That is where he is for the second week, but we are so excited. I just had a chance to talk to her off air, waited a long time to have this opportunity. Denise Schreiber, a graduate of Community College of Allegheny County and Carlo College. She was the greenhouse manager and horticulturist for Allegheny County Parks in Pittsburgh before retiring, which covers over 12,000 acres of parkland. She was responsible for growing 450,000 plants for parks and other county facilities, as well as speaking and holding classes and other events for the public. She's a national speaker, an All-American Selections trial judge, an international certified arborist, and yes, she is our beloved Mrs. Know-It-All, the Organic Gardener, of course, every week with Doug right here on Odyssey, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK, author of Eat Your Roses, Pansies, Lavender, and 49 other delicious flowers. In her spare time, she just likes to sit out in her own garden and watch the lightning bugs. So, Denise, you and I have that in common for sure. Before we welcome her to the broadcast, anything in the way of gardening, you know she can handle it. So give her a call right now. All of our lines are available. This is a rare opportunity for you to actually spend the hour getting questions answered from Denise while Doug is on vacation. Our number is 866-391-1020. You can also reach us at Dollar Bank Instant Access, kdkradio.com. And the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020 wins that $25 gift certificate from Sorgles. So, Denise, it's great to have you here today. So you, like I, love lightning bugs. And, you know, I was just saying the other day as I was coming into work bright and early in the morning, maybe I say this every year, but I don't see as many lightning bugs. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, you know, right now I haven't seen many at all, and I believe it's probably due to the crazy weather that we've had with the extremely high heat and then the downpours, you know, that we watch, you know, cars floating down the street, you know, and that sort of thing. A lot of insects you won't see when we have extreme temperatures, because sometimes they're smarter than us and they know when to stay inside and we don't. So I haven't seen any studies about that. But in general, you know, when you have, you know, the high temperatures, you won't see as many bees pollinating either, because it's harder for them to keep cool.
You know, I got to tell you, that is one of my favorite pastimes. Even when I was a small child and with my children growing up after a long day, right out of the bath, still in their, you know, diaper, a t-shirt, we would go out into the yard and feel the cool grass under our feet and gaze at lightning bugs. There is something magical about them, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they actually give off a signal. You know, we just see them, you know, we have lightning bugs, you know, the lights off and on. But that's actually a signal to other lightning bugs to mate. It's kind of their, hey, baby, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, listen, I'm really happy to have her here. And we've got a lot of stuff that she has seen at Cultivate 21. We're going to get to that. But I know the phones are going to get busy. So I'm just telling you right now, if you want to get a rare opportunity to talk to truly one of the best, we look forward to her visit every week and have for years. Mrs. Know-It-All is with us as Doug remains on vacation in Croatia. The number is 866-391-1020. And as expected, as I told her when we were exchanging text messages yesterday, she gave me all these great notes, but I knew the phones would definitely fill up quickly for this rare opportunity, and they're doing that right now. So let's start off with Dawn in McDonald for Mrs. Know-It-All for Doug Oster on the Organic Gardener Case. KDKA. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
Morning. What's the difference between hydrated lime and granular lime?
Okay, so the difference between those two limes is granular lime breaks down a little slower, which is good because sometimes depending on how you're applying it or what you're applying it to, it can actually burn. Whereas hydrated lime, it's more of a powder and starts to break down immediately. It's also a lot dustier if you're working with it. So I'd, you know, we all got masks at home. Put one on when you're working with that kind of stuff.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dawn. Listen, we have a bunch of calls coming in right now. We'll give our producer a chance to get those calls on hold. But before we go to our first break, because you took such time to put all these wonderful things together, talk about Cultivate 21 a little bit. Will you, Mrs. Know-It-All?
Okay. So Cultivate is every year, you know, obviously like the 21, next year it'll be 22. Cultivate is held in Columbus, Ohio every year. It is the largest green industry trade show in the United States. It's over 100,000 square feet. You have international people come and walk the show. There's greenhouse growers are one of our sponsors, Randy Sorgel. I ran into Randy down there. He comes down every year just to see what's new. There's new tools. There's new heavy equipment that the big growers use, the automated stuff. There's new plants. There's just everything to see. And this is where people come and put their orders in for next year, you know, if they want to buy some new tools for their garden center, or, you know, there's new potting mixes that they're bringing out every year. It's a little of everything. And frankly, it takes 2 or 3 days to actually walk the entire show and see everything that you need to see. Pit Moss was there, saw them there. So, you know, it's not just companies you've never heard of, but it is predominantly independent garden centers, which is why I always say you need to support them because they support us. That's who you see at these things. And then there's people like me, like garden writers and the press. We're there too, walking it. There was probably about 50 of us that I ran into.
Nice stuff. Listen, we'll try to get into that if we can a little bit more, but as always, her fans wanting to talk to her, so let's head to McKeesport and say hi to Steve. It's Mrs. Know-It-All in for Doug today on The Organic Gardener on KDKA. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. Good morning to both of you.
You too.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. We have a question about our crabapple trees, and this seems to be a very bad year for, you know, the leaves getting those brown, rusty, you know, circles, and then, you know, the leaves start coming off of the tree. So.
Okay, so is your fruit spotted or just your leaves?
Just the leaves.
Okay, so right now that's, while it doesn't look great, you're not in trouble as long as it's producing plants. There are a number of organic sprays that you can put on it. It could be rust. If it's an orange, kind of an orangey spot, that's called frog eye. And if you only have a little bit of it, you can actually, you know, just take the leaves off. Don't compost them. You know, please throw them away. Okay. If it's other brown spots, that could be rust. There's a zillion diseases that affect crab apples. And there are several sprays that you can use for it. There's really nothing you want to put on the ground, you know, into the soil for it. So you might want to look at, if you can send a picture to Rob and he can send it on to me, or if you want to send it directly to me, it's edibleflowers1@aol.com,
okay.
And I can take a look at it and give you a better diagnosis. It's always hard over the phone to tell people exactly what's wrong, and then I can tell you what to use for it.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back on the other side. So we're going to talk to Darlene next about an iris situation in Swickley. If you have a question for Mrs. Know-It-All, she's pinch-hitting today for Doug, who remains in Croatia. He'll be back with us next week. You can follow his trip at his Facebook page, of course, and also DougOster.com. It is 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Good morning. Yeah, Doug Oster is off this week. He remains in Croatia, back next week. DougOster.com. Follow his trip. See some great pictures at his Facebook page. And remember, Mrs. Know-It-All here until 8 o'clock today. She's with us every other week, of course, when we don't have Davey Tree. And then throughout the year, that final segment each and every week with Doug as well. And she's been doing it for years, does a great job. She is actually co-hosting the show today. So if you have any questions for her, give us a call, 866-391-1020. We actually have just a couple of lines available and been very busy already here just in the early part of segment two with Mrs. Know-It-All. As promised, to Swickley we go. Here's Darlene. Hey, Darlene.
Hi.
Welcome to KDKA. How are you?
Thank you. What a great pinch hitter to have Mrs. Know-It-All for a whole hour. My God. About 8 years ago at Doug's Plant Exchange, I got wonderful, wonderful irises. They have come up every year. And this year, the leaves were full, green, looking forward to seeing them again this year. No bugs, no irises.
So I'm wondering if they've gotten covered with too much soil or mulch.
Too much.
You know, with all the rain we've had, my biggest problem is the way my yard is mud has actually covered over the trunks and roots of different plants that I'm trying to grow. You actually have to pull it away. And you should almost be able to see the top of the tuber so that they bloom. So
they
can you
are
see
at
them?
The bottom of a hill. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I so you might want to try pulling away the mulch or the
dead.
Soil. I'm sorry?
I shouldn't. We were wondering if we should dig them up. Maybe they were got frostbite and they're dead, but I said the leaves are so lush.
Yeah, no. If you have leaves, because they don't put out their buds until much later, so they weren't hit by a frost.
Okay.
You know, it's probably that they're just buried a little too deep now. You know, the other thing is, if it's in a low area, you might, if there's leaves are still green, you're good. I would just uncover them a little bit, and they should be good. If not, you know, are there a lot? You may want to even dig them up and transplant them.
Kind of divide them. Bunch, yeah.
And, you know, spread the love around your garden.
Well, thank you, Mother Nature, sister.
You're welcome.
That's a first. I like it. All right, let's go. Let's go to Peg Neville Island from Mrs. Know-It-All. Hey, Peg, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
My question is, I have a container of tomato plants in my backyard, small backyard, and I know there's a gopher living in underneath my neighbor's garage, and I believe that's what's eating the tomatoes off the plant. So what do I do to stop that?
My usual answer is a gun, a dog, and a 7-foot fence for deer. So a gun and a dog works well, but you're probably not allowed to be shooting where you live. So I would suggest actually getting a piece of fencing, and it's not attractive, but you can actually make a cylinder around your plants to protect it. You know, if you can trap the groundhog, that would be great, because they're my mortal enemy. I'd rather have deer than the groundhog. And, you know, there's another product actually seen at Cultivate. As long as you're spraying it just on the leaves to repel it, it's Bobex repellents. They have a number of repellents, but they have one specifically for animals like groundhogs and bunnies and whoever else is visiting your garden. But other than that, you're going to have to protect it. Maybe if you could put it up higher on something or in an area where the animal can't get to it.
Okay. What was the product called again that you could put on the leaf?
Bobex. It's B-O-B-B-E-X.
Okay.
And you should be able to find it in a garden center near you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
All right. Lots of calls for Mrs. Know-It-All. We got room for you, though, at 866-391-1020. She is in today for Doug Oster. Here's Mary, who wants to talk sunflowers. Hey, Mary.
I'm from Croatia. Sun a little satin, balls a little mutton, where the sun don't shine.
All right. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost that call. Anyway, Mrs. Noda, we have a couple of moments here before we get to the bottom of the hour. I want to talk a little bit about Topiary Park in Columbus. Tell me about that.
So Topiary Park is in what they used to be known as the old Deaf School Park. It is the only public park of its kind, not only in Ohio, but in the world. It is a living recreation of Georges Seurat's famous post-impressionist painting of a Sunday afternoon on the island of Grand Jeté. How's that for a mouthful?
I like that.
And it was planted back in the late 80s. I was actually there when they first started, and it was more framework and everything. They've planted yews, and then they've been trimmed. Now there's something like 39 pieces that are all life size in this garden, and it's free. You can walk around, it has a pond with a ship on it. There's a baby carriage. There's the woman with her son walking around. There's families. There's kids playing. And it's all done as a topiary.
So when you travel to all of these destinations, are pretty much the thought process the same of gardeners, or is it more seasonal? And as far as the landscape is concerned, do they focus on what is popular in their part of the world, or does everybody pretty much have the same things common in mind when it comes to gardening, Mrs. Know-It-All?
Everybody's different. Now, you know, I consider going to gardens a vacation,
yeah.
Which is, you know, that's my thing. But I like to, you know, I like to see what places look like in the fall. Then, you know, we'll have winter here or fall. And then, you know, you can go to Florida and see all their gardens where the temperatures are quite bearable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got all these incredible tropical plants growing and blooming that, you know, we think of as maybe a houseplant if we can get it to bloom. Or you can go to California where it's actually green at that time of year. You know, everybody's different. It's good to see it. But, you know, here, I like living here. I am a Pittsburgher, and I like what we can grow here. But it's always good to go somewhere else and be inspired by what they do. You can always take something away from what they're doing.
You know, one of the things that always amazed me is when you're in a warm weather climate, let's just take Florida and California, for example, you don't have any downtime. One of the things that makes gardening so fun, and I've learned this from Doug and Jessica the years that she did it, and you, of course, and others, and Davey Tree, you need a little downtime to get perspective and to get ramped up again. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, digging in the dirt 12 months out of the year without having a chance to reflect or to regroup.
I'm right there with you. You know, people say, oh, move to Florida, you can garden year-round. And I'm like, winter is God's way of telling me, take a break. There's other things I want to do in my life. And frankly, my body needs a rest from bending over and digging things. It's like, I just want to sit back and kind of relax and do other things too.
Hey, we have more calls coming in. We're going to get to them right after the break. But in the minute that we have Mrs. Know-It-All in today for Doug, who's in Croatia, follow him on his Facebook page or DougOster.com. How can people get these books that you're famous for?
On Amazon. They're going to have to get it on Amazon now. But if they send me a note and they want it autographed, I will actually send them an autographed book plate.
Oh, neat. Okay. And what's your email address again? Tell the folks.
It is edibleflowers1@aol.com.
All right. We're going to come back. So excited to have her here today. Hey, listen, if you have a question for Mrs. Know-It-All, you better take one of these lines while they're available. Brisk business here on the program. I think this is a decade plus of people just waiting for this opportunity to have her for the full hour. So we're really excited to have her here. We do miss Doug. He will be back with this, in full swing a week from today. But he is continuing to enjoy his getaway with a number of his listeners, of course, who follow him here and at DougOster.com in that great place that is Croatia. We had a chance to catch up with him last week with Steve Rapaski, who was co-hosting the show. We had a lot of fun talking to Doug, but he's enjoying vacation. Never fear, though, we're in capable hands today. Mrs. Know-It-All, anything, you name it, she can handle it. Let's get going, folks. 866-391-1020. Back with more of The Organic Gardener. Mrs. Know-It-All in for Doug Oster in just a couple of moments at Odyssey, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK. Good morning, everyone. Doug Oster is on a ship somewhere in Croatia enjoying his second week of vacation. Really happy to have Mrs. Know-It-All here, Denise Schreiber. And if you're the 10th caller, you want a gift certificate to Janoski's. That's 866-391-1020. We got Bobby in Cannonsburg, Roseanne on the north side, John Forest Hills, but we're literally just minutes away from our open championship update. So before we get to that and some sports and then all of your phone calls before the top of the hour, Mrs. Know-It-All, let me ask you, and I don't think Doug's ever asked you this, how did this whole thing start for you, this whole journey? Where did this begin?
Well, when Doug was working for the Post-Gazette, he had written something that I totally disagreed with, and he happened to be making a personal appearance at a local garden center area, and so my husband and I happened to be down there, and I spotted him, and I went up and started giving him a hard time about it, and we've been friends ever since then. I was nice about it. I just told him he was wrong.
Well, listen, as far as you personally, the love of the trees and the gardens and the birds and all of the things that make outdoor living space so great, where did that start as a small child for you, or when did that begin?
And actually, that was the first story I told Doug. When I was about five, we lived with my grandmother over in Swissville, and my mother fertilized the tomatoes because we had a big garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad fertilized the garden because he thought no one else had done it. And then my grandmother went out and fertilized the garden because she thought nobody else had done it. And then we had this jungle of tomato plants that I guess at that point were about 6 foot tall. And neither of my parents were that tall. And so I was the only one that could get into the garden and find the tomatoes. It was like a big jungle to walk through.
And that's where it all started.
That's where it all started, you know, and we had like carrots. So I would pull carrots out of the ground, wash them off with the hose and eat them. You know, I love raw carrots. I will not eat a cooked carrot. I got to have raw carrots.
Good stuff. You know, one of the things that I think, you know, we always have this this notion that everybody who listens to this show is like lifetime gardeners, people that have been digging in the soil since they were young, you know, and that's all they ever know, ever known this time of year. But there's always that first-time gardener or someone for the first season. And, you know, one of the things that I think people need to understand, you don't have to go big right away to get the same enjoyment, right?
Right. In fact, you know, this past year we've seen a lot of new gardeners, and I've seen these big Time magazine writers, do this, and this. And like they're recommending nut trees. Well, nut trees don't bear until they're about 20 years old, which isn't good for the first-time gardener. But I will tell you that my niece, Nikki, came to me last year and said, Aunt Annie, we want to put in a garden. I want to know where my food's coming from. I want to be able to go out and just get something. They just bought a new home. The soil is terrible. Her husband dug it out, mm-hmm. built raised beds, put a fence around it, and I gave them some plants that I had started for them. This year, they doubled the size of their garden, and her husband put in a drip system. I was amazed when I was out. And they're thrilled that they can go out and, you know, get a tomato, have a pepper, anything like that. They don't have to run out to the store. You know, and a lot of people, that's the reason they did it, is they want to know where their food came from, and they always don't want to have to run to the local grocery store.
So let me ask you before we get to this golf update for beginners, is it plants, flowers, shrubs, trees first, or is it the vegetables, the stuff that can pretty much withstand anything, you know, those vegetables that you can grow and put in the ground, and Mother Nature does a pretty good job just with the season and how the weather can change on a dime. What's the best way for people to start and to learn to cultivate their green thumb?
Well, start small for starters.
Right.
You know, me, Doug, there's a ton of people you can ask for information, Penn State Master Gardeners as well. But start small and decide what you want in the garden. What do you like to eat? You know, don't grow cabbage if you don't like to eat cabbage just because somebody told you to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
I grow what I like to eat. You know, people don't need to have a huge garden. If you want to grow fruit, maybe start small with maybe a couple of blueberry plants. Just cover them to keep the birds from getting to them. Don't listen to the internet on what people tell you how to take care of things. You'll get the worst advice. I even do a talk on urban myths and legends of these crazy things people tell you to do in the garden. And, you know, you want to enjoy it. You know, so get your soil, get a soil test. I always recommend that. Get your plants, whether you grow them from seed or whether you go to the garden center and purchase them. Either way is perfectly fine. You don't need to have to grow yours from seed if you're not comfortable doing that. And just learn, watch. And everybody has problems. I can tell you this year, my peppers have bacterial leaf spot from all this rain, and my parsley has powdery mildew. Never, ever have I had. I tell people this. They said, I never heard of powdery mildew on parsley. Well, neither have I, but I actually have to pitch the plant. That's how bad it is from all this rain. So it happens to all of us.
So do what you like. Think big, but start small. Good stuff from Mr. Know-It-All. We have every line on hold. I promise we'll get to every one of you before the top of the hour, but I got to get to this Open Championship update now on KDKA. Colin Morikawa is attempting to become the first player ever to win two majors in his debut. Louis Oosthuizen is at 12-under, Morikawa is at 11-under, and Jordan Spieth is at 9-under. Corey Connors, Scotty Scheffler are at 8-under, while Mackenzie Hughes, John Rahm, and Dylan Fratelli are at 7-under. More open updates throughout the day at Odyssey, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Sports is brought to you by Coons Quality Foods with eight locations of Pittsburgh tradition. Bucks celebrated their 1971 champions last night, and they did it in style, especially on the field. Jacob Stallings, a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. Bucks beat the Mets 9-7. They host the Mets again today, 105. You can hear it, of course, 93.7 The Fan. Louis Oosthuizen is at 12-under, Colin Morikawa is at 11-under, and Jordan Spieth is at 9-under, heading into the fourth and final round of the Open Championship. Game 5 of the NBA Finals last night. Milwaukee defeated Phoenix last night, 123-119. Giannis had 32 for the Bucks. They now lead the series 3-2. They can win their first NBA title in 50 years coming up on Tuesday night. And NASCAR going for the checkered flag today at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. More sports now at 937thefan.com. Hey, Rob Pratt again for Janoski's in Clinton. That farm market. Homegrown zucchini, leaf lettuce, cucumbers, peppers, new delicious potatoes await you as well. Peaches, beets, Swiss chard, kale, garlic, and more. No one does it like Janoski's. Brunton's glass bottled milk, honey, local beef, chicken, and pork in that bakery, fresh bread and buns, pies, cookies, and more. And the July pie of the month, get them while they last, delicious cherry crunch. And that Arrowhead wine of the month is blackberry. Like him on Facebook. Find out more at Janoski's.com. All roads lead to the farm. Janoski's Farm in Clinton, Pennsylvania. All right, Mrs. Know-It-All, one more segment. Doug back next week, but really it was an awesome show on her part, and we have one more segment to go, but it was really an honor to have her here, and I know Doug will be pleased with the results, as we all are, but everybody wants to talk to Mrs. Know-It-All, and hopefully we'll get a chance down the road when Doug goes on vacation again to spend some time with Mrs. Know-It-All again. Let's get to Bobby in Canonsburg. Hey, Bobby, thanks for holding on. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I love when you talk about learning things from your father, because gardening came from my father and my uncles, and I've been gardening it. In my Italian heritage, I've been gardening my whole life.
Right.
But the one thing I did want to say that I think my family was doing organic things before organic was even popular. The lady that called about the problems with the gopher, mm-hmm. we've always used cayenne pepper around the garden. About every month you sprinkle a little cayenne pepper, keeps the rabbits, the groundhogs, everything out of the garden. And that was just what I wanted to add.
Good stuff. Mr. Know-It-All, you want to say anything on that?
Well, you know, it sounds good in practice. However, you know, we've had so much rain that you'd be out there every day. You better buy stock in cayenne pepper. That's why I prefer using repellents, because they have what is known as a sticker, and it will stay on the leaves so it won't wash off right away. But whatever works.
All right, let's keep it going. Let's go to John Forest Hills. Yes, tomatoes, near and dear to everyone's heart. How you doing, John?
Okay. Hey, I inherited from my late sister-in-law a two-tiered planter boxes, and I use them for tomatoes. The top contains a soil and the plant, and the bottom contains the water. They're about 12 by 36 by 5 inches deep each. Now, I'd like to know what the best fertilizer is and where to put it, in the water or on the soil.
So it's a pretty much a self-watering container is what you're telling me. So actually you would want to make sure it's dilute enough, and you can do it either way. You can either put it in the water, but make sure the plants, there's enough water in there for the plants to take it out. You don't want to put it when the water's low. Otherwise, you can just pour it right over the plants themselves and, you know, fertilize them that way. I always recommend that if you are going to fertilize your plants, make sure your soil is moist. You don't want to burn the roots. And I don't care, you know, what your preference is for the fertilizer, but it's really good to make sure your soil's moist. Now, I will tell you, if you're using a slow-release fertilizer, that's you mix in with the soil, but in this really high heat and all this rain, which is really taking out the nutrients and stressing out the plants, that you probably want to do a liquid feed of some kind just to kind of give it a little extra boost.
What is your preference in fertilizers?
It depends on what I'm fertilizing. So, but as far as the slow release, I use Espoma because it is organic. And then there's a ton, there's AlgoFlash, which I just actually picked more of that up. There's a number of them that are organic that you can use. You know, just kind of like pick the size and the price that you like on the shelf and take it home, but always follow the directions. You know, when it says use 1 tablespoon, you don't use 2 tablespoons because you think that would be better. You can do more damage than good. So just go with the directions on the container.
But in this weather we've been having with the rain, you recommend the liquid fertilizer?
If you have a slow release in there, I would also do a liquid. Now, if you don't have a slow release in there, I would definitely put a slow release in there. And while they typically say 3 to 4 months in this heat, the plants are actually using up those nutrients a lot faster. So I would add a liquid fertilizer with it.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it could be in powder form and you just mix it in water. It doesn't have to be liquid to begin with.
Very good. Appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, Mrs. Noah, we only have a couple of minutes left and not really enough time to give anybody an opportunity. So I'm just going to let you talk about where we are in the gardening calendar and things people need to be doing with their trees, their shrubs, their flowers, their plants, and what is in the garden as the harvest continues to unfold. Give me some notes, please.
Okay, so one of the things you want to do is if you're growing zucchini, cucumbers, any type of squash, is there's two problems out there right now, squash vine borers and squash bugs, and they are different. So squash vine borers actually come out of the soil and just burrow into the first few inches of the plant, and then many of us have come out into the garden and found our plant completely wilted. That's from squash vine borer. So old farmer's trick, take a little piece of aluminum foil and wrap it around the bottom 3 inches of the stem to prevent them from getting into the stem. I have had no problems with that since I've been doing that. Squash bugs, they've become my next mortal enemy instead of the groundhog. What they do is they lay their eggs on the undersides of the leaves on any type of squash plant. Right now, they're particularly fond of my zucchini. And so every day I go out and I do a check on the underside of the leaves, and you might see anywhere from 7 to maybe 15 little tiny brown eggs. And they don't look like a bird's egg. They're just tiny little spots. And those are the squash bug eggs, and they will really destroy your plant once they hatch. So every day I go out and I either cut out, depending on where they are, or you can use masking tape, not duct tape, and you can actually remove them that way and then just throw them in the garbage. But the squash bugs very fast. You may see them laying the eggs, but they're very hard to catch. So you want to be very vigilant. And I've been doing this for about 3 weeks now, and I keep hoping she runs out of eggs. And I remove them every day and destroy them. You don't want to put them in the compost pile because they'll just hatch right there. But look in the veins, in between the veins, on the underside of the leaf. And that's somebody you've really got to be vigilant about. And then we just talked about fertilizing in this weather. And then, you know, we're seeing all kinds of diseases I talked about. I have powdery mildew. I have bacterial leaf spot. The gentleman who called about his crab apple tree, he sent me the pictures. He does have frog eye. Fungal diseases are spread when we have wet weather or humid weather. And when it rains, it knocks the spores to the ground, and then they splash back up on our plants. That's a problem with early blight.
Listen, I have literally 15 seconds left, so I wanted to make sure that I got back on here to tell you thank you very much. Just tell the folks the best way to get a hold of you, or maybe to get, obviously, Amazon, some of your great books. Go ahead, please.
Okay. All right. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at edibleflowers1@AOL.com. You can visit me on Facebook with Mrs. Know-It-All, and I have plenty of videos on there and other information. And if you want to buy my book, you can go to Amazon.com and look for Eat Your Roses, Pansies, Lavender, and 49 other delicious flowers. It's been great.
All right. Listen, you did a great job. Let's do it again, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Know-It-All, folks, Denise Shriver. What an hour. Good stuff. Nice hour. All right, stay with us. News next, and then it is rotisserie chickens on the Coons Cooking Hour. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.